hear that hand-eye coordination there.
I don't. I think it was... I think it's God saying, hold off on recording. God is intervening to try and stop us.
Rhyme or free, it doesn't matter to me. It's my bad poetry.
Good day and welcome to My Bad Poetry, a podcast where we take a deep dive into our poems from youth yesteryear or even yesterday, always asking the question, why in the world did I write this? I'm Aaron.
And I'm Dave.
And together this week, we see if we can put the Wolf Journal down for good?
Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh, no, I didn't mean it that way. Yeah, no, we're coming to the last page, and
okay. We
literally have like three very, very short vignettes and two lyrics to a song, so I thought we could do one more episode of the song, and then a closing episode. So I suppose we still have probably three episodes left with this thing.
Okay. Well, let's vignette going.
I'll let it stand.
You shouldn't. You really shouldn't.
Well, you did the segue, and my wife is blowing her nose in the background.
It's like we've been doing this podcast for like five freaking years and still don't know what we're doing.
Lead us into the realm of bad poetry, Dave.
Okay. This is a spring poem called Frustratingly Beautiful. Blossoms on the tree, pink intermingled with green and brown. Sumptuous fragrance fills. What? Autocorrect? That makes no sense.
Is this part of the bit?
It is not part of the bit. I'm just bad at my job.
It didn't like you writing sumptuous because I didn't like you saying it.
Sumptuous. Okay.
Okay.
Sumptuous fragrance fills sweetly. Anticipate the fruit pollinating and growing. Never mind, it's just crab apples.
You know, your twists are almost too predictable at this point, Dave.
Oh, I know.
I'm gonna say you've tripped into a rut and you are stuck.
So we're recording this on Zoom, correct?
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And on Zoom, when you're looking at your computer screen, you can see the other person you're talking to, but you can also see yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're right now holding a mirror up to yourself?
No. No, let's dig into my high school journal.
That is in no way repetitive or stuck in a rut.
Oh. Hey, this one has a rhyme, I think.
Ooh. Accidental rhyme?
We can debate this.
Okay.
So I'm going to read two of the vignettes that are left. Mm-hmm. This first one comes to us on the same page as the if I get to this page, make sure I celebrate.
Okay.
So I've been sitting alone with music in my mind, apparently. But I write this next part. Perhaps on the same day, who knows? Mm-hmm. And it says, you and I could see that it could never be, but it's impossible to deny something between you and me, my 3 days girl.
You had the word there.
And I grammatically effed it up.
It should be I. It would have rhymed if it was I. What is wrong with you? Why do you hate everything?
I'm like disappointing on like multiple levels here. This is like the most basic rhyme scheme. And my previous self literally chose the wrong word grammatically and rhyme scheme wise. I'm going to type this out for you here.
Oh my gosh. I cannot deal with you today, Aaron.
Yeah. Just reading it aloud was painful because it like you could feel it building and then I get to you and me.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
The number of times I've had that grammatical argument with people who are unwilling to recognize that they are wrong is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. You take the you and out, and if it sounds better with I, it's I. If it sounds better,
yeah. Well, and there's actually, you know, if it's the subject or the object of the sentence.
No one thinks about that.
That's usually where I lose people. They stop paying attention when I get into that, and they go, well, you're just an idiot.
I'm not making a sentence tree or whatever that thing was.
A diagram?
Well, in fifth grade, did you make like those, like you drew the line and then you like did the line down and the line over and then the line up and the line over and like different parts of the sentence went onto it?
Nope. I just learned the parts of speech.
Hey, teachers who might stumble on this, tell me a sentence tree is a thing, right?
Hey, teachers who may accidentally stumble upon this, even if it is, agree with me because Aaron... You heard the rhyme that he should have made but didn't because he sucks? Just hurt his feelings a little bit, please.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know the worst part about this? I start the poem with you and I could see.
Oh my gosh, Aaron.
I conventionally...
You get it right.
I get it right. And then I don't. Is that wrong? No, I could see. Yeah, no. You and right. I could see.
No, I'm saying... I is it intentional?
No. You're giving myself way too much credit. But say on.
say on. Okay. No, I'm thinking it could have been something intentional to talk about a mistake that you have made and, like, talk about separation. Because you and I, it's correct, it's you are both the subject, but then... she becomes a subject and you are the object there. Like that could be something.
That was not happening.
No, of course not. That would be interesting and useful.
Yeah, I love that for a previous self. But
yeah.
My biggest fear here is that I'm writing this and I'm writing rhyming C, B, and me. Completely missing the AABB rhyme scheme that could have occurred.
So we've got AABAC.
Yeah, my 3 days girl just sounds like I threw in a Van Morris lyric. My 3 days girl. Right. Yeah, that feels like a different poem altogether.
Yeah. I'm going to ask the question.
Yeah.
Give me some context here.
Okay. So I've been
by the way, that was not a question.
No, that was a demand. How dare you?
I'm going to ask the question. You did this to me, Aaron.
Okay. I've been racking my brain over this.
Okay.
In high school, I'm trying to think through like my different relationships. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think, did I have a fling with someone that lasted 3 days? Like just a lover's tryst, so to speak. And for the life of me, I can't remember what. my one theory is, so in Ohio, there is this thing called the Ohio Piano Ensembles. And it was a thing where you got together on a college campus typically for a couple days, about 3 days. You'd get there Friday, you'd do the performance on Sunday. And
wait, Ohio has colleges?
Yeah. It was like Bowling Green in Miami. We would go. Anyway. So
what? Miami?
Yeah, Miami University. It's just south of where I grew
in
up.
Florida.
No. That's the University of Miami.
I feel so dumb, but also I don't care.
Yeah. So, one of our previous poets is from Miami. Was it Candace? It was Candace Kelsey? Anyway, we're getting off track.
I was going to say, one of our previous poets is in the city government of Miami.
No, that's Miami. The real Dade. Miami. Yeah. Anyway, so piano ensembles is a thing I did. Every summer, or like very beginning of summer, you'd go students from all over Ohio would get together and we'd be in these tiers. It would be like beginner, intermediate, and A and B, and then advanced A, B, and then dream players. And then you would play, you would play duets, but it was multiple pianos playing the same duets. So it was a concert. It was typically about a 2-hour concert of pianos playing duets.
Okay.
Yeah. It, I mean, thinking about my parents having to sit through those concerts, I mean, happy Mother's Day.
Wow.
That was a torturous endeavor. But at the this context is way too long for this poem, but at this event every year, I had a crush on the same girl. Years back in like junior high, when did Clay Aiken and Ruben Studdard, when were they on American Idol? Whatever year that was.
At some point in the past, yeah.
That year, this girl and I met, and we debated over who was the true American Idol of that season.
Yeah, Ruben Studdard.
Yes, I agree. Yes, thank you.
Cool.
See, so...
I don't dislike Clay Aiken, but Ruben Studdard.
Right, yeah. So yeah. She was a Clay Aiken fan. I was Ruben Studdard. And of course, we did that kind of playful flirting. I'm like, no... Flirting over singers, you know, as one does.
Oh, I had gosh.
Game. I had game.
Sadly, that game was Monopoly and no one wanted to play it with you. Woo!
That was a good burn, Dave.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Every year, I'd see this girl again and we'd kind of flirt. And then my senior year, it was like the last year we'd ever see each other, right? Because like, you don't do this anymore. We swapped emails and... like,
okay.
Basically confessed to one another that we'd both had crushes on one another and never did anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And my theory to this poem is that she lived multiple towns away. It was about a 40-minute drive. My theory is this poem generates from this revelation that we both had crushes on each other. We never moved on it. And at most... we knew each other for 3 days out of the year.
Sure.
That's the context I can give because I'm not, I'd say I'm about 80% sure that that's who this is about.
So you would say, she's your 3-day girl.
Yes, exactly.
Do you remember when we had the longest piano recital in all of human history where people were doing duets for multiple hours and it sucked?
Yeah. And yet we still found time to connect.
Oh, yeah, that should have been your title.
Time to connect?
No.
3 days, girl?
The last line.
Yes, no. And it shouldn't even be mine. I don't like the possessive nature of that. Yeah. It should be 3 days, girl, and then the two rhyming couplets. And that would be it. That would be it. It would be a crappy poem. I mean, it's there's nothing.
It would still suck, but
nothing
it would be
new being said
better.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah.
You and I could see that it could never be, but it's impossible to deny something between you and I. 3 days, girl. The title being better. I mean.
Actually, if it was 3 days, girl, at the end, I'm okay with that. My 3 days, girl, does sound too sing-songy.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, the implication of owning a woman because, you know, men are trash.
Agreed. Yeah. So that's a long context to a very short poem. That was bad.
Yeah.
And we did the thing, Dave.
We did the thing.
Do you want to hear the next line in the Wolf Journal before we get to a song that we've already heard? I like I said, I found the lyrics to one of these songs that we suffered through. And then it's a page turn in the end. Do you want to hear this last line here?
I think so.
Okay. So this is, why do we but mortals try to control the immortal power of love?
So what's a but mortal? You're welcome.
This is just to prove that so often in English, you could just cut out the word but. It doesn't make things sound fancier. It's like when pastors realize that, remember that you are but dust, into dust you shall return.
Remember just, your butt dust.
Yeah, leave the butt out. And the sentence means the exact same thing. Here, why do we mortals try to control the immortal power of love? Same thing.
There was a famous headline that was incorrectly read on the news years ago about Queen Elizabeth. The newsreader said, later on we'll be talking about how the Queen landed back in the UK butt first. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Apparently she was backwards on the plane.
Now I'm just remembering when they pretended that she skydived out of the plane for the Olympics with Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
So with My 3 Days Girl followed by Power of Love, like, was I just like listening to old classic like jam rock type stuff?
Right, that's Power of Love is
Huey Lewis.
Huey Lewis in the news. That's the power of love. Oh my gosh.
Like, what was going on here?
Terrible.
Another lament of basically me not understanding, like, what love is versus what crushes and not being able to drive 40 minutes. I don't know.
It worked out.
Yeah, it did. It did. Good news there. So here's the thing, bud. I have one thing written on this last page.
Okay.
Do we want to do this as well? Because it's just another little vignette, and then we just have the song remaining.
Well, do you have to get going?
I mean, again, it's just one. I think we'll save it. Because actually, when I cracked this book open again, when we started this podcast, and I was trying to figure out how many pages there are, when I got to this and I read it, I was like, this is a cool image. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay. Dear listeners, prepare yourself for what Aaron thinks is a cool image, and prepare yourself for what is undoubtedly some trash.
No, you see, the whole crux of the show was I found this one image and thought, this is the coolest thing that will put me on the map. I just need an excuse to get it out in the world.
And it only took 5 frickin' years.
No, it's just 4 years. Just 4 years, Dave. Just.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry. I was thinking it was like a COVID-19 project. So I was thinking 19, but it was discovered in 2019. And then the pandemic happened and then... But yeah, it's felt much longer than 5 years.
Yeah. So we'll leave that tantalizing teaser and wrap up.
You need one more to make it...
an alliteration? No, we agreed. Yeah. It was settled by all experts on the show. Alliteration can be 2.
No. Ooh, here you go.
Yeah.
There's a woman I follow on TikTok who has been doing dinner party questions. And it reminds me of this topic. How many owls do you have to see in a day before it becomes concerning?
I have heard this question before.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Like,
because you see one owl and you're like, oh, that's cool. You see 2 owls and you go, what? I never see owls. This is awesome. You see 3 and you go, where's my Hogwarts letter? Or...
is this an omen?
Is the birds happening?
Yeah. Is this a dark omen of things? It depends on the owl. Like, if I were to see, like, a snowy owl and then, like, a barn owl and then like, a great horned owl, 3 different owls, I don't think I'd be as concerned as if I saw, like, 50 barn owls. Right?
Well... sure, because one of them is 3 owls and one of them is 50. You idiot.
Dave, I am just but a mortal.
You and your butt mortals.
Well, Dave.
Yep.
I've given you 2 vignettes to consider. 3 Days Girl and Power of Love.
Yep.
Good or garbage?
Okay, so... I've been making salads recently. Just cabbage salads, cabbage and carrots. And then, like, I'll add chickpeas or whatever. And it's been nice. No. I like having
salads. No. Yeah. Stop.
What?
Why would you ever make a base salad with cabbage? That's disgusting, Dave.
Because cabbage is super cheap.
Like, iceberg lettuce is like, what, 20 cents more?
Iceberg lettuce blows.
You'd take cabbage over iceberg lettuce?
Every day. Oh. 1,000%.
Wow. Okay, well, again, dear listeners, write in. This is atrocious. We're becoming a radio shock jock station. Give us a call. Cabbage or lettuce? There's only one right answer.
Gosh, we really have our finger on the pulse of society.
You've heard my poetry, right? We
have a podcast about poetry. We're talking about owls and cabbage. Oh my gosh, Aaron. Are we dead? Is this hell?
It might be purgatory. Finish your wonderful, well-thought-out analogy here.
So I've been making salads. Delicious. They're wonderful. And I enjoy making different types of vinaigrettes. And vinaigrettes, I connect it to vignette because it sounds similar to me. And most importantly, I like making a vinaigrette where you have a little bit of oil, some hot sauce, and some vinegar. And these poems are basically if you had oil and vinegar, and then you walked out into the backyard and grabbed something that my dog left behind in the morning, and then just shook it up in that jar.
Dave, are you having, like, poop troubles?
No, your poetry just really brings it out of me.
Ah, well, like Citrusel, this episode...
I've never been more proud of you.
Okay. Oh, we're going to end this week with the words of a true poet.
Thank Lord.
Yeah. This week coming, I hope we haven't lost anyone. I'm sure we have. But
to have lost someone, we've had to have gained people along the way.
That's true. Well, if you've stuck with us this long, again, a formal apology is coming.
Yeah. You'll talk with your therapist about it later this week. That's okay. Yeah.
So this is Her Father by Thomas Hardy. And it goes like this. I met her as we privately planned, where passing feet beat busily. She whispered, "Father is at hand. He wished to walk with me." His presence, as he joined us there, banished our words of warmth away. We felt it with cloudings of despair, what love must lose that day. Her crimson lips remained unkissed. Our fingers kept no tender hold. His lack of feeling made the tryst embarrassed, stiff, and cold. A cynic ghost then rose and said, "But is his love for her so small that nigh to yours it may be read as of no worth at all? You love her for her pink and white, but what when their fresh splendors close? His love will last her in despite of time and rack and foes."
Hmm.
This has been My Bad Poetry.
Now go write some of your own bad poetry.
Woo!
Wee!
You sure Yippee! You don't want to record that?
No.
Okay. Well,
has been the Ada and Dave podcast.
Sure. Don't pull on this.
I said, I am not sure.
Okay. Well, take a recording if you want. I can edit it.
So, dear listeners, next season, Aaron is kicked off the podcast, and it's only going to be Ada and Dave recording about send off?
With your send-off?
Just kidding.
Just kidding. Okay.
Rhyme free does matter. It's my